Dayton area Congressman Mike Turner got a chance to ask Defense Secretary Robert Gates about our mission in Afghanistan yesterday. He joins us with an update. Congressman, what was the focus of that session?
The concern that many members have is this artificial date for the beginning of withdrawal. Although the president has ordered a surge, he set a date of July 2011 where the drawdown of troops will occur. And Secretary Gates related to the members that this date is unrelated to whether or not we're being successful or whether or not we're failing. It is not a date where they're going to just evaluate our strategy and look to whether or not we change the things that we're doing. It is an absolute drawdown date. And people have a very big concern that, you know, in 18 months, the president is going to begin a withdrawal of Afghanistan at a time when, you know, right now, Afghanistan is precariously balanced.
Did he give it any indication at all whether or not we're getting more NATO support?
He'd indicated that they'd asked for more NATO support. They did not have any strong indications as to where those troops were going to come from. You know, and the biggest concern that that I have had, that I expressed to Secretary Gates, Admiral Mullins, and General McChrystal, is that the drug trade in Afghanistan has more than doubled. Gates and Admiral Mullins admitted that the Taliban are currently paying their forces more money than the Afghan National Army is being paid. That is being fueled by the drug trade, and until we're able to address that drug trade and the money that is flowing to al-Qaeda and the Taliban, we're going to continue to have a strong insurgent and difficulty for our troops.
Now, did he indicate that is going to be a new focus there?
Unfortunately, Gates punted on the issue and did not clearly say that they were going to accomplish it. He said it's always been on the agenda. But in the last 4 years, we've been there eight, the drug trade has doubled. So it really needs to be the focus. And I certainly have encouraged Gates and Admiral Mullins to make it one.
And Congressman Mike Turner of Dayton. You can see that exchange, by the way, between Mr. Turner and Secretary Gates on his website, turner.house.gov.